happy site owners. This is a special podcast from Blogcade, and I'm your host, Mayanna. I want to talk to you today about DDoS attacks, brute force attacks, and site security, because sites are being crippled by bot attacks every minute of every day, and it's only going to get worse, a lot worse, very soon. Here's what you need to know about the different types of attacks and how to protect your site from being down, hacked, or trashed completely. Now, I'm putting out this special podcast because this topic is so important, and I know many of you need to multitask. You can come back to the show notes for links. And I want you to use your best judgment. I've been buried in research on this since last year, and even more so now that it's radically impacting site performance on Blogcade as well as my bigger client sites. Now, I've also participated in very heated and opinionated discussion forums around the escalation of bot attacks and how to protect your site. You can and will find info to contradict everything I'm about to tell you, and those opinions are held with verve. You can also find plenty of bogus and downright wrong info too. Trust me, I had to sort through mountains of it to get to what works. Now, I fully expect this post to open a can of worms, because that's what this problem is. I ask that everyone be tactful and respectful in their comments, and I do hope you will leave a comment if you have something to share that you know works, and especially if you can provide the documentation to back that up. Now, in this post, I'm sharing with you so you'll have what you need to know to get up to speed in what I'm doing on Blogcade and client sites that's working. In my reports, I show you the numbers, not just opinions. On top of that, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. I wish there were. You have to choose what's best for you, your site, and your budget. In this post, I'll give you links to the bigger attacks we've been seeing, plus info on the different types of bots, because some are good bots. And then I'll give you a brief on the different type of bot attacks and what to do to protect your site. Okay, let's get to it. The attacks are getting bigger and more frequent. We've already witnessed 6 severe attacks in the last 6 months, and a new tidal wave is coming that's even bigger and more frequent and will include everything attached to the internet, such as phones and game consoles. For an attack history with links, read my post, Bot and Hacker Attacks Are Escalating, Protect Your Site. It includes links to info on the attacks, including 3 attacks that brought down HostGator and other EIG-owned hosts, and a link to the largest attack seen to date. And then add these latest 2 from last week to that list. Meetup.com came down, and AWeber, among others. If you know of more, I'd appreciate you sending the link. Now, you need to know your bots. Bot is short for robot, and it's an automated system that's programmed to carry out a specific task. Most bots return information to their owners about what they find on a site. And there are many types of bots. Google has several bots, as do all search engine indexing companies. They crawl your site gathering information about your content. Now, these are the well-behaved bots that you want to have access to your site. In fact, you can help them by submitting an XML sitemap and configuring your robots.txt and htaccess files to tell them what to index and what not to. There are also scraper bots. These are ill-behaved and will not honor the directives on your site. In fact, they'll go right after the things you want to keep hidden, like PDFs and other downloadable files. They know this content usually has a dollar of value associated with it. Once they have a copy, they sell it on torrent sites. And then there are attack bots, which are programmed to either disrupt your site's availability or hack into it, or both. They can group together in a massive botnet and cause extreme havoc. Here's the best protection. Backup, backup, backup. That is your only real security blanket against every type of attack these days. Be sure that you have a backup that gets everything. Site, content, database, plugins, theme, core files, everything. And that you store those files off-site. And you can get my free report on how to back up your WordPress site with 14 rated backup and plugin solutions, plus info on setting your backup intervals and more. Backup Buddy is what I use on Blogcade and all of my client sites, and I store the files on Amazon S3. Here's the other best piece of protection. Update, update, update. Most site updates, including WordPress, plugins, and themes, are not for added functionality. They're to patch security holes. Keep them all up to date. Okay, let's talk about the different attack types and how to protect your site. There are several different ways that bots attack. It's important that you know this so you can properly secure your site for each one. First is the brute force attack. This is the most common hack attack, and it's happening to every site every minute of every day. Bots hit your WordPress login page and admin pages and try to break your login credentials. Once into your site, they can steal your content, take it down, or worse, use it for their own purposes. That includes injecting malware or a virus in an attempt to either take down or gain access to the host server, or spewing spam from your site without you knowing it. Here's how you protect from brute force. First, create a strong password. This is where protection starts. And you can read my post, Protect Your WordPress Website with a Strong Login, because it's going to give you ideas for creating strong passwords that you can remember, plus a link to test its strength. And I'll give you a hint. It will take 5 trillion years for a bot to break the ones I use. Second, get the Login Lockdown plugin. It's super lightweight and locks out rapid-fire attacks on the login after 3 attempts. An alternate plugin is Limit Login Attempts, but it's not as lightweight and gives back too much info to human attackers. That's in my opinion, but otherwise it's a good plugin. You can also use a plugin to move your wp-login.php file and or rename it, but honestly, many bots are wise to this and will eventually find it again. It will help in the short term, but then it becomes a cat and mouse game you have to constantly play. However, it may be worth it, and I'm going to tell you why in a moment. Okay, other resources. There are plenty of other security plugins like WordFence that have login protection, so be careful that you don't use both and create a plugin conflict. Now, these other security plugins have lots of configuration settings, including a notification system that will scare you to death with all of the attacks it's fending off if you're not used to monitoring that sort of thing. But all you need to fend off a brute force attack is to protect your login from being hacked. Now, here's that caveat I was telling you about. There is a side effect to a brute force attack, and that is a drain on your hosting resources. If you own shared hosting, this is especially problematic. Every time a bot tries a login, it uses CPU and memory resources. Plus, it puts in a request to and from the database to see if the login credentials succeed or fail. Now, when your site hits the resource limits, it will become unavailable. And that's precisely the point of the next type of attack. It's called a DDoS, a distributed denial of service, and that's when a large botnet attacks a single target and cripples it. Think of it like a narrow road where site traffic goes in and out of a server. The bots are like a semi with a wide load, and it clogs up the whole road with incoming requests so that nothing else can get in or out. Many times the attack is a ruse to mask a hack attack on the server, and it may be going through your site to do it, or just making the network admins focus entirely on keeping your site live and the server up. Now, here's how you protect from a DDoS. How much protection you need depends on how vital it is that your site stay available 100% of the time. How much protection you can afford to accomplish that goal is another matter. The best protection is to stop the bots from ever getting to the server. Cloudflare is the only CDN, which is a content delivery network, that I know of that has a beefed up DDoS protection in its free plan. Now, there are other significant benefits to using a CDN, and you can read the summary for my full case study on WordPress site performance, 300% improvement in 3 easy steps. Now, in the free plan of Cloudflare, you won't find mention of a DDoS protection specifically. Just set your protection level to high and it will be included. Cloudflare also has paid plans with more options, including I'm Under Attack, which you can turn on and off when needed. But then you have to be available and remember to turn it on and then back off. Now, there are plugins and CDNs that allow you to block countries. That is particularly helpful if you can identify the origin of attack and it's outside your usual client base. The problem is, the new bots are using proxies, which mask the country of origin, and now most attacks seem to be generated from within the U.S. You can't block that. You can also block specific IP addresses. There are blacklists of them out on the web and plugins that incorporate them. But again, that becomes something you have to constantly keep up with. There are several services that specialize in DDoS protection. They usually cater to enterprise-level clients, and the prices range from around $50 a month up to $1,000 a month. On shared hosting, your other options are quite limited. Now, here's something for you to think about: getting a better host. Some big-name hosts are also big targets for DDoS attacks, and you can read my post on that I've got linked in the show notes, for how massive DDoS attacks took down HostGator and Bluehost and other hosts owned by EIG. But here's the truth. No host is immune to a DDoS attack. No host. It's just that some hosts handle them better than others when possible. Now, a tidal wave level attack is going to take a server down. That's it. So, stop being mad at your host if it happens occasionally. It's going to. Trust me, if it happens too much, then it's time to move. Another move you can make is going up to Managed VPS. There's only so much a host can do on shared hosting because it affects everyone. On Managed VPS, it only affects your sites. So some hosts offer more personalized service than others, but to do that, they will likely require that you help monitor your stats and report where the attacks are coming from. If you want them to totally handle it all and guarantee 100% uptime, be prepared to shell out big bucks, and that ranges anywhere from $60 a month up to $1,000 a month. Managed VPS on A2 Hosting, which is my preferred vendor, starts at $32.99 a month, and that's where I'll be moving Bloggate and my bigger clients. The nice thing about Managed VPS is that the resource limits are far higher, so the only time you may hit them is due to an extreme DDoS attack, and that can also mask other performance issues your site has. Now, this is different from WordPress managed hosting from companies like WP Engine. They have shared and VPS servers too, and they manage everything for you on both, but they also have pretty severe restrictions on the types of plugins and such that you can use, sort of like WordPress.com sites. They have to. It's the only way they can keep resources and threats in check. So before you jump over to a service like this, I strongly suggest you seek out all reviews and testimonials because they're not all glowing. Now here's the caveat to using a CDN like Cloudflare. If some bots already have your original site IP address, then they will just run end around your new CDN URL. So this method of protection can be somewhat limited in a huge attack. It just depends on whether the bots currently attacking have the IP or not. Okay, the next type of attack is DRDOS. This is a distributive, reflective denial of service attack, and this is where everything gets really scary. One computer can now act like 100 computers in a DDoS attack. They find one weakness on a server or site and amplify the effect to create a massive attack. How to do it is posted on multiple hacker sites. I've got a link to just one here in the show notes. Now, while I can't prove it, I suspect that some of the recent attacks that we're seeing are hackers checking out this new tool. Prevention for a DRDOS is the same for a DDoS that we just mentioned. Now, the rest is up to the host to find and fix the weaknesses these new attack tools are using. That's so much easier said than done. Okay, here's what you need to do. Check your site now. You need to know if your site's already been hacked, and then check again on a regular basis, especially after a large-scale attack. There's malware scanners. Security offers a free online malware scanner. The same scanner is also included with Backup Buddy. Neither of these options is automated. You have to remember to run the scans manually. There are automated malware scans. My preferred vendor, A2 Hosting, is being proactive by offering HackScan to all accounts where they routinely do free security scans to check for malware. There are also virus scanners. Some hosts, like A2, offer free virus scan software through the control panel, or cPanel. Again, it's not automated. You'll have to do it manually, but it checks your site, root directory, and email. Another thing you can check are your warnings. Check your Google Webmaster Tools account for warnings of malware or spam injection code. You'll get notices there. Also, check your stats. Most hosts offer both raw site logs and then apps for reading them, like AWS Stats. You'll find them in your hosting control panel, and you can see exactly what pages are getting hit. Also, check your resources. Most hosts offer a way for you to see your most recent system resource usage, including CPU, bandwidth, and both physical and virtual memory. You'll likely find that in your control panel as well. Now, if you're not seeing any of these things in your hosting control panel, I can't help you. It's up to your host. Contact them and ask them why you're not seeing these things or where you can find them. Now, you can also monitor your site. You can easily set up free monitoring for your site's uptime with online services like Monitor.us. And you can have the daily results and alerts emailed to you. It will give you a good way to know when your host server is being hit with a bot attack. Also, keep in mind that downtime can be the result of hitting resource limits due to poor site performance, bot attacks, or just super high traffic. So, take all of that into consideration when viewing the reports. Monitor.us also has paid services for more features. Now, here's what else is affected. The coming DDoS attacks are going to affect more than just your site. I'm going to quote the really scary part of this post on the DDoS Pro site titled 7 Million Unsecured NTP Servers Prime Targets for DDoS. Quote, DDoS for hire services that take advantage of unsecured NTP servers are cheap and available on peer-to-peer internet job sites and forums, as mentioned already. Any disgruntled and angry ex-employee, ex-spouse, customer, competitor, or cyber bully can spend a few dollars and cause their target or enemy to lose money, clients, and reputation when their websites and services stop working or crash from the attacks. The scripts and services are set up to request a huge amount of date send to host. End quote. That's really scary, folks, but it's very much a reality now. Okay, let's talk about your other devices. DDoS attacks do not just affect websites and hosts. They can infiltrate smartphones, iPods, TomToms, Fitbits, Nintendo, and other gaming consoles, digital recorders, and even Blu-ray DVD recorders, and there's even documentation of using smart refrigerators. Cybersecurity on all of your devices is now serious business. Do what you need to do and follow the first two steps in this post, which are to back up and create strong logins, and use good judgment with any device connected to or on the internet. If you need help, I stand ready to help you with your site. You can contact me here on Bloggate and let's have a chat to map out a plan for you. For more tips and links to everything I've talked about, you can see the show notes on bloggate.net, and I'll see you online.